I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. In just over a month, President Donald Trump and his surrogates have traveled to Montana to campaign against Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester in this year's midterm election. Vice President Mike Pence was the latest to advocate for Republican challenger Matt Rosendale. Pence flew into Montana Tuesday afternoon and began the evening with a private fundraiser for Rosendale, to be followed in the morning with a public rally. Pence touted the administration's accomplishments, including the president's tax cut.
We cut taxes for businesses, large and small, so that companies here in Montana can compete and win and create jobs against any company anywhere in the world.
He said also gone is a so-called death tax for nearly every farmer and rancher, and it struck a blow to the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
And by the way, in case you didn't notice, for all those other tax cuts, we also cut the core out of Obamacare. The individual mandate tax is gone. It's off the books.
While that line appealed to those inside at the event, others standing on the sidewalk outside Metropark protested the chipping away at the ACA. This includes Democratic State Representative Jessica Carjala of Billings.
The aspects of the Affordable Care Act are at risk, but so is Medicaid expansion. The funding at the federal level is at stake also. When you consider that 10% of Montanans receive Medicaid expansion and that it's been incredibly popular, I think that we need to understand that 10% of Montanans may risk losing their health care also.
States were allowed to voluntarily expand Medicaid under Obamacare. Montana's program is set to end unless a 2019 Montana legislature acts. Carjala also spoke out against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Others didn't like the Republican efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. Another brought up Russian meddling in the election.
Hey, you forgot the Russian flag. Hey, where's your Russian flag?
That from a man carrying an American flag, who yelled at a vehicle pulling a trailer with Trump souvenirs, flew a Confederate flag and other blue Trump flags. The vendor set up near the event, sponsored by the group America First Policies. It was founded to promote Trump's agenda and policies. The event was emceed by former Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark. Other speakers included Matt Rosendale and former Montana Congressman, now Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Pence was the event's keynote speaker, who also gave a shout-out to Montana's two Republican members of the congressional delegation for supporting the president.
And frankly, we've done it all despite the consistent opposition of Chuck Schumer and of your Senator John Tester.
Pence called on the crowd to replace Tester with Rosendale in November because he'll support the Trump administration on issues like the tax cut. Tester joined all Senate Democrats and opposed that bill last December. When asked why, the farmer from Big Sandy said it adds to the national debt and gives permanent tax cuts to corporations, but only temporary tax cuts to working families.
I'm going to tell you that I looked at it from a Montana common sense perspective.
Tester said the president's tax cut bill had several unintended consequences, and he wants to help work on a fix.
As far as the bill goes itself, as far as making the bill better, absolutely. Let's go. Let's have the discussion. Let's have the conversation in committee. Let's get public input. Let's try to get a bipartisan solution for what's wrong with our tax code. I like that.
Tester shrugged off the attacks from the president and others. He said he'll work with the president when it's good for Montana. Trump backers, in particular Donald Trump Jr., have said they'll be back in Montana and in the other states eyeing to pick off the Democrats they eye as vulnerable. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.